Dr. Pinsky dictating at Mount IME on August 22nd regarding Matthew DiCerbo, D-I-C-E-R-B-O. Matthew DiCerbo is a 26-year-old Mount who reports he injured his right hand at work on 2-8-22. Pretty was conducting a search in a fire building. Pretty swung a tool against a door and the lateral aspect of his hand hit it. Pretty went to the emergency room the same day. Period with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a fracture with the right hand. Period, this was treated conservatively without surgical intervention. Period. New paragraphs. As per the treatment records provided, he was seen on 2-9-22 at the emergency room. Period. He was using a tool to knock on a door when his hand slipped, and he punched a door with his pinky in a clenched fist. Period. He had immediate pain in the right hand. Period. He was examined and had x-rays that showed a fifth metacarpal fracture with acceptable angulation. Period. He was splinted and declined any pain medication. Period. He already had an orthopedic surgeon with whom he follows, so he was advised to return to that physician. Period. New paragraph. On 2-10-22, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Marzyk, M-A-R-C-Z-Y-K. Period. In addition to the subject event, he noted a history of bilateral knee arthroscopy surgeries. Period. On exam, he had a limitation in range of motion about the fifth finger, but no malrotation. Period. There was some residual swelling and ecchymosis on the ulnar side of his hand, and tenderness over the distal aspect of the fifth metacarpal. Period. He also reviewed the x-rays and diagnosed a boxer's type splint. Scratch that. He was placed in a boxer's type splint that could be removed for hygiene. Period. He followed up regularly over the next several weeks. Period. On 3-14. 22 x-rays revealed a healing fifth metacarpal fracture with slight palmar angulation that was unchanged. Period exam found a full fist and full digital extension. Period, there was a mild deformity of the right fifth metacarpal phalangeal joint, but there was minimal tenderness of the fifth metacarpal fracture. Period, the plan was to buddy tape for the next week, but he could return to normal duty effective 3-21-22. Period. Until then, he was on limitations of lifting, pulling, or pushing greater than 5 pounds. Period. Dr. Marzyk discharged him from orthopedic care. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed callus formation and a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. There was palpable mild angulation of the distal fifth right metacarpal, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows normal. Cervical normal. With hand anemometry, he had fairly symmetrical strength at each setting with a maximal effort performed. Period. Impressions. On 2-8-22, Matthew DiCerbo injured his right hand when fighting a fire, as described above. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the next day and placed in a splint. Period. He followed up with Dr. Marzyk, who had him continue splinting. Period. Follow-up was rendered over the next few weeks. Period as of 3/14/22. Dr. Mars released into full duty effective 3/21/22. Period, new paragraph. The current exam found skin changes on his hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period, there was a slight palpable angulation of the right distal fifth metacarpal. Period, proprioceptive maneuvers were negative. Period, he had intact strength, sensation, and dexterity. Period, new paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period, end.